Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and better late than never. Yeah, that's right. This is last week's podcast this week. How's that for odd? I thought so. Yeah, we just had a crazy, busy, you couldn't believe it, but you had to be there kind of weekend last weekend. So I didn't get a chance to do the podcast, and then I didn't get a chance to do the podcast Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And here it is, Thursday evening late, and I'm finally doing last Saturday's podcast. So how's that for very, very strange? I kind of thought so. Anyway, I don't even know where to begin. So much has gone on in the last nearly 2 weeks since we've done a podcast. But we're going to wing it, as we usually do. Funny how you wing things, particularly if you don't have wings. I'm not sure how you do that. Anyway, of course, we're here, you're there, all's right with the world. Good things are happening, and the blog goes on. And there's just been so many things we're going to have to talk about. We're just going to have to get going with them now. Last podcast was podcast number 76. That makes this podcast number 77. Funny how that works. Anyway, last time, podcast number 76, we had the drum roll edition because I kept playing that silly drum roll. But anyway, the blog entry right after that edition was how to convert your physical Windows box to be virtual on Linux. And we're going to pick up with just that right after I do my obligatory...
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this show and others at www.techpodcast.com. Tech Podcast. If it's tech, it's here.
If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And where would you find Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon?
TheComputerCurmudgeon.com.
That's right. That's the URL, the Universal Resource Locator for Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Now, you know, we like to start off a podcast with a little bit of geek culture. I seem to be popping in my microphone. Let me see if I can readjust it. Ah, that's better. Okay. Let's see. A little geek culture. Okay, here's some by MC Lars. Now, this young man is a rapper, and he wanted to rap about the state of the RIAA and downloading music. Now, we know that downloading music off the web, if you didn't purchase it, is illegal. You do know that, don't you? Yes. Well, MC Lars believes, if you listen to the words of the song very carefully, that basically the industry, the music industry, is just not getting it. There's a new paradigm, guys, and they're living in a pre-1992 world, a pre-web world. So let's listen to MC Lars with the rendition, Download This Song.
Don't try to resist this paradigm shift. The music revolution cannot be dismissed. 1898 Iggy Pop CD. What if I can get it from my sister for free? It's all about marketing, Clive Davis C. If fans buy the shirt, then they get the MP3. Music was a product, now it is a service. Major record labels, why are you trying to hurt us? Fix up in my face like,
don't steal our songs, Lars.
Well, Sony says the burners that are burning CDRs.
So Warner,
EMI, hear me clearly. Universal Music, take your circuitry. They sue little kids downloading hit songs. They think that makes sense when they know that it's wrong.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, the joke's on you. Running your label. It was 1992. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
Download this song.
clear. You don't need $1 million to launch a career. If your style is unique and you practice what you preach, Minor Threat and Jello both the things to teach. I've got G5 production, concept videos, touring with a laptop, rocking pack shows. The old school major deal, it makes no sense. Indentured servitude, the costs are too immense. The fingers in the dam, but the crack keeps on growing. Can't sell bottled water when it's freely flowing. Record sales slipping down 8%. Increased download sales, you can't prevent. Satellite radio and video games change the terrain, it will never be the same. Did you know in 10 years labels won't exist? Goodbye DVDs and compact discs.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what's wrong with you? Still living off your catalog from 1982. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
Wanted a level playing field. You've overcharged us for music for years, and now we're just trying to find a fair balance. I hate to say it, but welcome to the future.
Download this song. Download this song. Download this song.
Load this song. And I think he's onto something there. There's a new paradigm in the way music is going to be produced, the way it's going to be distributed, the way people are going to listen to their music and even watch their videos. It's all changing. And that's what they need to get a hold of. Instead of prosecuting people for this new paradigm, they need to get on board and find ways to monetize it. Oh well. Anyway, let's go to that fabulous blog called thecomputercurmudgeon.com and pick up with that article I was talking about, how to convert your physical Windows box to be virtual on Linux. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this very briefly is that with Vista out now, a lot of people are trying to decide, do I go to Vista? Do I go to Vista? I don't know. I just don't know what to do. And the problem is, a lot of people just don't want to go to Vista. I mean, I've talked to people that just, like I said, it's a big yawn. They're really not excited about going to Vista. And so, I have an idea for you. For those programs that you really need to run in Windows, and you've already got your Windows configured and set up and everything's just so, take the conversion tool that VMware is now offering for free. It used to cost a ton of money. Now it's available for free. Turn that Windows system into a virtual machine and then install Linux on your system and run your old Windows system as a virtual machine. Now, there's a lot of advantages there. You can still run your old Windows software. You still have that familiar environment if you need it. But you can use the new features of Linux, Ubuntu, FreeSpire, whatever version suits you. And you'll find that it is much more secure, much safer, everything else. And if you happen to use Windows in a virtual session under Linux, and something were to attack it and start, you know, messing it up, well, all you got to do is just click, blow it away, and you're still in a very clean, pure environment of Linux. And if you were smart and saved a copy of your virtual Windows system as a file, then you just write that file over the old file, and there you are. Back to a Windows environment under Linux virtually. Now, exactly how do you do that? Well, I won't go through it all here on the podcast for sake of time, but this how-to article gives you step by step by step of exactly how to do it. Dude, something to think about. Okay. Now, next item, weird flash game. Make the bunny jump. This is odd. Yes. Very, very odd. A little bitty cute white bunny jumps from one point to another as you move your mouse up. The higher you make the bunny jump, the more points you get. You just gotta see it to believe it. If you're very, very bored, you may want to check it out. All right, this next point, this next blog entry, this next article is the one that opens up the whole can of worms that I'm going to be talking about for the rest of today's podcast. This is it. Microsoft was fined February 23rd for an MP3 violation. Now, as I say in this article, I know a lot of people think the end of the world has come, but I'm actually on Microsoft's side on this one. The reason is Microsoft did exactly what they thought they needed to do to license MP3 technology. They went to the group that was handling the MP3 licensing, which I believe is Fraunhofer. I may be mispronouncing that. It's a German name, and I'm not German, so there you go. But anyway, but Alcatel-Lucent said, we have a patent that covers this particular portion of MP3 audio, and so we're going to sue Microsoft. And here's the thing. The jury in that case in California, clue there, it was in California, they came down on the side of Alcatel-Lucent and against Microsoft, which normally I wouldn't have had a problem with, you know. But in this particular case, I believe Microsoft did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they're getting dinged for something that they really shouldn't be. Look, they've done a lot of stuff that they should have gotten dinged for and didn't, and now here they are getting it for something that I think they really didn't deserve. But the point of this suit, to me, is broader than just sticking it to Microsoft, which is what I think a lot of people in this that were in California on the jury did, is we're going to stick it to Microsoft. Look at us. We're cool, you know. The thing is, they missed out on the point that now Alcatel-Lucent can turn around and start suing everybody and his brother for MP3 technology. And when you think about it, you're listening right now to an MP3 file that you downloaded off of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon website. Now, was it legal? Technically, yes, if you go by the legality established in the Fraunhofer version of licensing, because their licensing says that you don't have to pay a fee until you make at least $100,000 off of distributing MP3s. Well, the doctor here doesn't make squat. I do this for free. And so I didn't have to get a license to distribute MP3s. It wasn't any problem at all. The content is not copyrighted. I'm just talking to you. So everything's fine. But now, with Alcatel-Lucent out there going, ha ha ha, we have a patent on MP3 technology and we're going to start suing everybody's pants off, who knows what the rules are? Matter of fact, we don't know what the rules are. So, a lot of us in the podcasting community are scratching our heads and going, what does this mean? And the very next thing that we thought of is, we need an audio format that is totally patent-free, totally legal to distribute, and nobody needs to get paid a fee for. What would that be called? Let me hear you say it. Open source. Yes, very good, class. We need a format that is free, has no patents, is very good in terms of compression quality and sound quality, and is open source. Now, let me scratch my head a moment and think, what would that be? Oh, yeah, you're right. You right in the back that lifted your hand. I see you. Yes. Ogg. What? That wasn't his name. No, he's not a caveman. Ogg. Ogg is the format. Ogg Vorbis, to be specific. You say, Ogg, O-O-G, Ogg? It does sound like a caveman's name. What in the world is that? It is an open source, totally free from patents, wonderful format for audio, and it's very, very clear and clean. And it's free from all of this legal mumbo-jumbo gobbledygook that's got the world all crazy now over MP3s. So, do we all go to Ogg Vorbis? Let me skip over a couple of entries and go to that particular blog entry that I did on that, also on February 23rd. Here's the thing. Vorbis is an open source lossy audio codec project headed by the ZIF.org Foundation and intended to serve as a replacement for MP3s. Yes, a replacement. Totally. For MP3s. It is most commonly used in conjunction with the Ogg container and is then called Ogg Vorbis. Vorbis development began following a September 1998 letter from Fraunhofer Gesellschaft announcing plans to charge listening fees for the MP3 audio format. Now, they, I believe, reversed themselves on that, or we'd all be paying fees right now for MP3s. But it shook up the open source community, and founder Christopher Monty Montgomery commenced work on the project and was assisted by a growing number of other developers in the grand open source tradition. They continued refining the source code until a stable version 1 of the codec was released on July 19th of 2002. Now, as I say in the article, why do we care? Well, Alcatel-Lucent won that case against Microsoft, and it may spell the end of free and open enjoyment of MP3s. Now, Ogg Vorbis is totally free, totally open source, and maybe we ought to consider going to it, because it works very, very well. I've been playing with it all this week, you know, in my little hiatus here from the podcast. It gave me some time to get down and do some really lean and mean geeking. Yeah. And in my geeking, I managed to not only encode the podcast in Ogg Vorbis, but also, which actually was very clean and clear, and was just as small in terms of compression as MP3, but then I was also able to stream it. You see, that was the other thing that I wanted to be sure we could do, was stream Ogg Vorbis so that you, when you clicked on the little badge on the website, it would be sent as a stream to you over the internet without any loss of quality and without jumping and buffering and doing all kinds of things. I want it to be nice and clean and clear. And guess what? It was. So, now I find myself on the cusp of a dilemma. I can continue with a patent infringing, potentially, format that people might start eventually getting charged for, MP3, which is 99.99999999% of all of the audio that's out on the web today. Or I could go with Ogg Vorbis and be totally free of it. Here's the only downside, and that is Windows Media Player isn't going to play Ogg Vorbis. And a lot of people, unfortunately, have Windows Media Player as their primary media player. Kind of a bummer, huh? And the thing is, as a, and I'll use this term loosely, broadcaster, I don't want to limit my audience artificially by excluding people from listening just because they they don't have the right audio player. So what do we do? Well, here's what we do. I continue to produce MP3s, but I also produce Ogg Vorbis format. In other words, I take the podcast that I normally produce, I convert it to Ogg Vorbis, I make that streamable, and I encourage you, beg you, implore you to download the VLC media player. Why, you ask? Because, of course, it supports Ogg Vorbis natively. as well as MP3, as well as WMA, as well as DivX, as well as nearly every Kodak, Nook Kodak. That's a camera. Codec. Coder, decoder. Codec known to man, or on this planet at least, you can play with VLC player, and it's free, and that's good. So, I'm going to do a couple of things. By the next podcast, podcast number 78, coming up this Saturday, there'll be an Ogg Vorbis format of the podcast, an Ogg Vorbis stream of the podcast, and a link on the site directly to the VLC player, and we, my friends, will start a revolution in podcasting. Can you dig it? There you go. That's my plan, and I'm sticking with it. Alrighty. Let's move on to other items very quickly. A new version of the Democracy Player is out. It is version 0.9.5.2, and it rocks. You can watch DLTV, Cranky Geeks, all kinds of cool programs, including, yes, DrBill.tv. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So download that, set it up, and you'll be good to go. Also, have you noticed better performance on the blog? You click on the blog, and instead of waiting there going, do-do-do-do-do-do, oh, Dr. Bill, boy, you must be really popular. There's a whole lot of people must be hitting your site, because, man, I tell you, it's just slower than just an old dog in the summertime. Well, I know some of you over there in England going, a dog in the summertime? What is that about? Anyway, or all over the world, wherever you're listening. At any rate, yes, you will have noticed probably better performance because I've moved my entire website, Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, and DrBillBailey.net, and DrBill.tv over to a server running CentOS Linux, of course, and running a web server called LightTPD, or it's called Lighty, kind of affectionately by its enthusiast. And the big thing about Lighty is Lighty, as its name implies, is a very light and fast web server. It's capable of handling 10,000 connections at any given moment, very fast, very efficient, and it also natively streams Flash, which is a good thing when you have a video podcast like DrBill.tv. So, there you go. Alrighty. Well, that is it for this week's, sort of this week's, podcast. The one that should have aired last Saturday, which was actually technically, the 24th, if I'm reading my calendar correctly. As I record this, it's March the 1st, so that's kind of odd. But, hey, what are you going to do? Like I said, it was just a really busy time. So, hang in there. I'll be back Saturday with our regularly scheduled podcast. And in the meantime, remember, the doctor. Yeah, you got it. He's out of here. I'll be talking more about Ogg Vorbis. Stay tuned.